Former Special Police Commander Milorad Leguia Ulemek and his deputy Zvestan Jovanovic were convicted of conspiring with fellow paramilitary and underworld figures to shoot Prime Minister Zoran Djindjic. Both men received the maximum sentence of 40 years in prison. Judge Nata Mesarovic told the Belgrade Special Court, which has been trying the case, that the men planned to first kill Mr. Djindjic, then other state officials, to create a climate of fear and help hardliners regain power. Serbia is still recovering from the loss of Mr. Djindjic. A bullet from Jovanovic's rifle killed the Prime Minister as he got out of his car in Belgrade. His death threw the country into a state of emergency, crippling the pro-Western reform program that he initiated. Srdja Popovic, a lawyer representing the Djindjic family, said it was not possible at the time to reveal the motive behind the crime because of international pressure to distance Vojislav Koštunica from the case. Mr. Koštunica is the conservative who succeeded Mr. Djindjic.
Taj trenutak bio u toku takozvane akcije Sabljava u toku vanrednog stanja.
The moment to solve the political background of the assassination was during the state of emergency, he says. It was clear to the public that one moment Prime Minister Koštunica had to answer some questions, and then, according to the Politica daily news and statements of one of the members of Koštunica's party, foreign governments pressured the government at the time not to involve Koštunica in the case and to put on trial the actual killers only. And he adds, in my opinion, that happened because the European Union was afraid that it could cause instability in the country. 10 accomplices were given prison sentences ranging between 8 and 35 years. 5 of the 12 have fled and were judged in absentia. Some also served as paramilitaries in the Bosnian, Croatian and Kosovan conflicts. All defendants present in court denied the charges. Mr. Djindjic, Serbia's first democratically elected prime minister since World War II, spearheaded President Slobodan Milosevic's removal from power in 2000. He later handed Milosevic over to the UN tribunal to answer for his role in the wars during the breakup of Yugoslavia. Milosevic died of a heart attack in prison last year. Although the trial was seen as a step towards more stability for Serbia, supporters of Mr. Djindjic described the sentences as too light. Stefan Bos, for VOA News, Budapest.